Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Got our goggles, got our rain slickers, we got our champagne. The only thing missing is a sports Emmy. Tonight, youtube.com/the Dan Patrick Show. The festivities start at 8 Eastern, and we look back on last year with the show. A lot of memorable moments, red carpet. And, of course, the host that you would expect for a big-time moment, Dan G., who was the voice of the American Non-Athletic Association of America basketball tournament. I think he graduated, right? Did Dan G. graduate from high school or college?
College, yeah.
Yeah, graduated from college. So Dan G. will be host of the festivities tonight. When you think of a big-time event, you think of Dan G. Yes, Paul?
You know how when anyone wins an award, they always get up there and say, I wish I could thank everyone, but I can't.
Yeah.
You could easily thank everyone who works on this show in under 30 seconds.
Yes, I can. I could do that.
Full names, like probably middle names.
Yes,
well.
I could. Yes, I could. I think there's maybe 10, 11 people that work on this show. 7 work hard. We have 11, I think, that work on the show. Yes, Eden.
And just the fact, I know we keep talking about it, but I'm still, whenever I look at the names on that list and then I like think back of their story, how they got here to the show,
yeah.
Like it's people working at like a bait store. So you're like, this is, and now you're winning an Emmy for like the, or well, you're nominated for an Emmy in the show that now you do graphics or you're running sound on, or it's just the wildest thing.
I know. I don't, like Tyler's job used to be to smoke cigarettes and take care of the big German's dog. And he crushed that, so he got promoted, and now he's the host of Chat Row.
Tyler, his whole career was basically made off of one day somebody was out for Meat Friday, and he on his own decided to go get a bunch of brats and hamburgers and stuff. And we were like, this guy is amazing!
Yep. Dylan, who got us breakfast for so many months, one day I said, hey, I think I need a graphics guy. We're going to do a TV show, and he said, I'm in. I said, have you ever done graphics? He said, no. He said, how difficult can it be? And then when I asked the big German, who is was the general contractor, he was kind of like the office manager. We went from one man cave to this one, and his job was to oversee that transition. And then one day I said, hey, we need to do a TV show, and we need to have kind of a director. Can you direct a TV show? And he goes, sure. And I said, well, we need the equipment. He goes, all right, I'll borrow it from my college. So he asked his college for a switcher, like, you know, the nuts and bolts to be able to be a director of a TV show. So that's it. That's our camera operators. And, you know, it's been pretty impressive what the guys in the back, everybody really has been able to do. And, you know, we're lucky. It's very emotional. It's going to be a very emotional night, but we will not cry. We are celebrating with champagne. We will celebrate tonight. even if we don't happen to win. Not if we lose, if we don't happen to win. Yes, Todd?
That's very well put.
Thank you, Todd.
That's the right attitude to have.
We say good morning to our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities around America. TV partner is Peacock. You can stream the show all 3 hours, download the app. We talked a little bit about what happened with the Nets and my Milwaukee Bucks last night, those bums. And then after the game, there was an exchange that caught my eye, my ear. And it went like this. Jared Greenberg is the sideline reporter, NBA on TNT. And after the game, he got a chance to talk to Kevin Durant. And it went like this.
Tomorrow will mark 2 years since you initially injured your calf. I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? Of course. I mean, yeah. What do you want me to say to that? Of course
I mean, it's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, that was too long ago.
All right. Well, I'll come up with some more real questions for you next time. Thanks, Kevin.
Love.
And let's bring in Jared Greenberg, the NBA on TNT sideline reporter. All right. In the moment, what are you thinking when it starts to go south?
The Emmys are tomorrow night. I'm probably not going to win. This is not going to be nominated for anything. No, you know, Dan, you know this. Appreciate you having me on. Those end of game scenarios that you did for so long are absolute fire drills. And not to make any excuses for it, but, you know, you got 10 different things going on. You got producers screaming in your ear. We've got another game to get to tip off. I know I only have a limited amount of time with Kevin Durant. And honestly, I wanted to get his take on the fact that, you know, there were people out there that didn't know Kevin Durant would be able to play, let alone play at a time this year. He was in the MVP conversation. And for him to put up, you know, more than 30 points against what was supposed to be one of the best defenses in basketball this year, I just wanted to get his mindset. Probably didn't word it the best I could have worded it, but I don't know. I was taken aback by him not thinking it was a real question because I wasn't putting him down. I was I was trying to get his thoughts.
Do you think that he thought that you – I think he goes into these interviews that there's a chip on his shoulder, like he's a little defensive here, and I don't know if he felt that way with that question initially.
No question. But I don't know that he thought that I was being disrespectful to him. I think he thought, how dare you question whether I could have been great again, which, you know, as you know, as the great basketball player you are, Dan, an Achilles is a devastating injury.
Yeah, I just wondered when I could feel the windup and then there was the pitch and then I could just tell it was like, oh, God, you know, just kind of. Indulge him a little bit. Let him off the hook here because you were trying to be complimentary, but I could see where Durant's like, oh, yeah, another member of the media who didn't believe in me or something like that. What kind of relationship do you have with Durant?
I've interviewed him going back to his days in Oklahoma City. My first year at Turner was the year that they went to the finals against LeBron and the Miami Heat. So that's when I first started, you know, doing one-on-one interviews with him. I don't know that he knows my name or whatever, but I know he watches a lot of basketball. You know, I'm sure he watches us on NBA TV and on TNT. And, you know, I've always had great relationships with him, but there's no question. He definitely comes in with his gloves up, if you will.
Who did you hear from after that interview aired?
So the funny part about it is that, you know, you always wonder when you're doing these games, are people watching? And then, you know, at one point in the game, the Nets were up by 49. So I'm like, all right, nobody's watching this game. And then as soon as I lift up my phone, you know, the phone's blowing up and, you know, I'm like, why are you people still watching this game? It was disgusting. It was a terrible game. Don't you guys have something else to do? Wasn't like the Bachelorette on or something last night?
If you interview Durant after game 3.
Oh, yeah.
Can you have fun at all with what happened after game 2?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so we unfortunately do not have the series unless it goes to game 5.
Oh, okay.
ESPN ABC has the next 2. But if it goes game 5, I'm matter of fact, as soon as we hang up here today, I'm texting the Nets PR staff saying, if the Nets win game 5, I want Durant. I don't care whether he got held scoreless.
What have we learned about James Harden's status?
So the Nets are being incredibly vague about the whole thing. They're just saying that it's hamstring tightness. And what's scary is that it's the same hamstring tightness that cost him 21 games in the regular season. But what I have kind of surmised here from talking with people around the Nets is that those 21 games, sure, it was a serious injury that they were monitoring, but it was the regular season and they knew what their ultimate goal was. So they were being ultra cautious. If it comes down to it, they certainly don't want to compromise or jeopardize his short-term or long-term future, especially with the Nets. They hope they have a long runway here, but they'd be more willing to play him in a game right now than they were in the regular season because of what's at stake.
Well, good luck. Get ready for that next question. Maybe
you have any suggestions?
An open-ended question.
Yeah.
Don't give him a chance to say yes or no.
Right.
Because I thought he was going to do that. That's happened to me with Tiger Woods. There's a couple of athletes who will they'll give you a yes or no if you give them the opportunity for a yes or no. Open-ended, get him talking. That would probably be my advice in a situation like that.
Maybe I just actually start with an actual fake question this time. This way he's wondering if it's a...
Is that a real question? No, it's a
right.
fake
no.
one.
Right, it's
Here's
a fake
the
one.
Real one. Yeah. Don't ask him about that damn Achilles anymore, all right? That's such all a right. long... And don't ask about his dating life either.
He just wants to be a hooper. He just that's wants to talk
all,
about basketball.
That's yeah. all he wants to do.
Yep.
Thanks for being a good sport, Jared.
You got it. Appreciate
Thanks,
you having
buddy.
Me on.
That's Jared Greenberg. He covers the NBA on TNT, sideline reporter. TNT, the exclusive home of the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals. You go into those situations, and I've had numerous ones that have gone well, and I've had ones that didn't go so well. You're not quite sure. And if you're not quite sure, you got to be careful in how you word your question. If it's somebody you know, and I'll take you back when I was doing SportsCenter, and I would be at the NBA Finals with Michael Jordan. Jordan gave me the luxury of being able to have fun with him. Not necessarily at his expense, but to have fun with him. And he was able to come back. You know, we went back and forth with one another, and there was respect, mutual respect. But I was lucky with that. Now, there are times if, you know, John Stockton came in, or Karl Malone might not be the same kind of back and forth. Greg Popovich, Phil Jackson. There were times when you would ask Pat Riley. Pat Riley could be tough, where you're asking a question and you think it's sort of, you know, a random harmless question just to get into a conversation. And all of a sudden you can tell this is not going to go as scripted. This is an uphill climb. And I have great admiration for those sideline reporters because you don't know who you're talking to and you don't know what you're going to get. And you're also, somebody's in your ear. You have what is called an IFB. So unless you have a headset on, you have somebody who is talking to you and they might say, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. Or you can ask one more question. Or, hey, ask one more after that. Because it's all about filling time or getting to the next game. And there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. When I'm, you know, handing out the Super Bowl trophy, I had my producer in my ear telling me, you got one more question. Hey, don't forget about, you got Belichick. And then, you know, if you want to get Edelman, you can get him. And then wrap it up. So I'm actually asking a question. I could be asking a question to Tom Brady and my producer is saying to me, hey, you know, get Gronk after this. And I don't even know what Tom is saying. Tom could say, you know, I think you're incredible. And I think you're the greatest broadcaster of all time. And I could be going, okay, all right, well, thanks. Hey, Tom, congratulations there. Let's bring in Rob Gronkowski. And then same thing happens there. Hey, you got 30 seconds. Don't ask another question. Don't ask, get Mr. Kraft in there, get him and then send it back up to Bob. And it's chaos. But you have to make it seem like there's nothing going. It's just smooth. It's like you're a duck on the water. You don't see that little guy is paddling, you know, for his life. It's just, you know, you're a swan out there. Yeah, Paulie.
And if you're a guy like Jared Greenberg, you've been doing this a while, but you don't know if you have a relationship with Kevin Durant. You don't know if he knows your name, your face. And what can I say back? Can I joke back? Can I jab back? You know, if he's talking with Charles Barkley, Kenny and Shaq, there's going to be a back and forth, and they can get away with it, or a former player can get away with
it. Well, Kevin Durant shut down Barkley before.
Yeah.
Recently.
He'll do it to anybody.
Yes, Todd.
But you would also think after a win, a big win at home, and you're up 2-0 and everything, you have to at least assume in the back of your mind, even if the person you're interviewing may be a little surly at times, that they're going to be in a relatively good mood. You certainly wouldn't expect
would
in that
think
situation.
That, not that team, though. Not that team. You got Kyrie's got a chip on his shoulder. Harden's got a chip on his shoulder. Durant has a chip on his shoulder. Both shoulders. I mean, yeah. That would be, I would have trepidation going into a situation like that, that I would not know what I was going to get. I'd probably ask for Steve Nash or Joe Harris instead. Maybe I know what I'm going to get there. Yeah, Paulie.
Joe Harris is such a nice guy. He'd apologize for not giving a more thoughtful answer.
A couple of phone calls in here, 877-3DP show. Pete in Virginia. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 511-172. So I was curious, if you were going to compare your time at the end of your run at ESPN to one of the quarterback and franchise situations, which one would it be and why?
So since I've left ESPN?
Well, no, since the end of your run. So were you like Brady, where you were kind of knew you were on your way out and you were looking for your next opportunity? Was it like Aaron Rodgers, you were going to be hanging out for a little bit, holding out, trying to get a new contract? What was it most like?
Gosh, I don't even remember. Thank you, Pete. I knew that I wanted to move on. I just wanted to do it and see if I could do it on my own. Because when you're at ESPN, ESPN makes you feel like you're a lot better than what you are. And, you know, it's like beer muscles. This was network muscles. Like, I'm at ESPN. And then you step out of ESPN and then you realize that you're not as good as you think you are or were. Or the people on the outside looking in don't view you the same way that you think they do or would or should. I had a hard time getting people to take this radio show when I first started. I had to go door to door. And I thought I was on 300 stations at ESPN. Then it got up to 350. And then I thought, well, I'll just step out and of course they're going to take my show. Well, I got out and all the ESPN affiliates were told, you can't take his show, or we will drop you as an ESPN affiliate. And I understood that. And then I had to go knock on the door of all these other stations that I was competing against when I was at the mothership. If I don't get on KLAC, we're not here today. It was that important because morning drive and to be part of people's lives for, 13 years every morning in Los Angeles, and that opened the door for all these other stations. So I had a second life, but there was I need to go elsewhere. Now, I don't want to say Brady because he's the greatest of all time, but there was that. ESPN probably didn't want me to stay, and I didn't want to stay, and then I decided to leave. And, you know, I was able to bring in my free agents here with Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, and McLovin, sort of like he did with Gronk and Antonio Brown. And we're going to win what is the Super Bowl for this industry, the Sports Emmy, coming up tonight. Yes, McLovin.
I think the Brady analogy works in a way like you weren't sure what was Brady, what was Belichick, so you yourself weren't sure what was me, what was ESPN. And then you get a second ring, whether we win tonight or not. It's just like there is, I'm not saying you're saying you're the GOAT, but there is, that analogy works in some ways.
Yeah, that I won Sports Emmys at ESPN, but that's the power of ESPN. Now you're on your own, and it's just different.
Well, yeah, but you were a big player. It's not like it was just ESPN.
Yeah, but it certainly helped. Yeah, Paul.
I have the show rundowns from our first week on air in October of 2007, and it's fascinating what the trade topics are. The biggest topic that entire week was, is Chicago going to trade for Kobe Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a package in play. I've got the stories here. The Bulls and Lakers are deep into conversations to trade for Kobe Bryant. Luol Deng, Ben Gordon, Tyrus Thomas, Joakim Noah for Kobe and picks. And it seemed almost imminent at the time. And then it all went away. And the report was that They didn't want to give up Ben Gordon. They wanted to do a package where Ben Gordon wasn't involved, and who knows? It was, we had Phil Jackson on that week.
Yeah, Phil, you know, David Beckham.
Beckham was on that week because he just joined the Galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some really good guests that first week. Second week, Todd kind of took that week.
Wow.
You always got to get add something, a little tag it with something.
Yes, McLovin.
That's not fair. He had to go get coffee, as I recall.
Oh, no. Nope.
I think there was some garbage had to be thrown out.
No, I know.
The coffee thing was
Do you realize that we have people who, they have other jobs here, and they also, one guy will, you know, Marvin will answer phones and do other things, and then...
My wife thought I handled that poorly.
You did.
For whatever it's worth.
No, you did. Absolutely.
I still think that I have a right to be a little upset.
No. And Todd had already booked the show, and he wasn't going to be on the air. And I said, Todd, would you go get some coffee for us? And he's like, coffee? And I realized that I should, that was not the right person or right time to ask.
It wasn't about going for a run for coffee. It was more for, I felt like I was like, well, you booked your guests. You're kind of, you could kick your feet up. You're done for the day. You don't need to actually
but
be
that is
part
true.
Of the show anymore and follow along and
but,
listen
but Todd,
to
that
what
was,
we're talking.
That was true. Like you weren't on the air.
I know
we're in my attic.
I guess I felt insulted that like you that you're kind of dismissed. You don't need to follow the show for the next few hours.
I mean, it's I ask you to brew coffee because
it wasn't about coffee. It was about like a we'll take it from here, Booker boy. Then go get some coffee. We'll talk to you later. That's kind of unfortunately how I read, and that's why I was upset.
Would you go?
That was
me
a long time ago. That was two. What I'm going to be like Durant now? That was a long time ago.
Would you go get me some coffee now?
If I knew how to make coffee or where the coffee machine or pot was, I would consider doing that.
Yes, McLovin.
That's your problem. Seton and I are the coffee addicts here. We would have gladly gone. I'll always go to Starbucks. Yeah. Todd hates coffee.
Yeah.
It'd make him sick for a month.
No.
I get like a chocolate shake at McDonald's or something like that, but coffee.
Oh, did I ask you to take the garbage out one time too? I think.
Yeah, I may have rolled my eyes and that rubbed you the wrong
way.
We
have guys who, so my cameraman, Weeks, is an unbelievable cameraman. He mows the grass out front.
I've seen it a number of times pulling out of the driveway. These guys do literally everything.
And he's better at mowing the grass than he is camera work.
Yep.
I mean, he's a really good guy, you know, pushing a mower.
Those are the team players.
Yeah. Marvin is doing it something extra. Tyler, Dylan, the big German.
Cooking.
French kid.
Dog sitting.
Yes.
And all kinds of stuff. Carrying boxes out of cars and
I had
up stuff in the house.
Audacity to ask you to go get
What coffee. A horribly non-team player.
But did you listen to your wife? Did you say, yeah, honey, you're probably right?
No, I got into a long actual argument about it. You, no, you don't understand.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor thing. Let's take a break, okay? We've got 40 more minutes before we get ready for tonight's big viewing party.
I think tonight's the night.
I don't think there's a chance we could lose the Sports Emmy in the next 40 minutes, but we'll certainly try. 22 after the hour here. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted.
Like 99%.
99%, Todd. In the United States, 99% of all the places in the
And that's just cash back constantly. They just keep giving you.
Yes.
It doesn't run out.
Yeah, there's no limit.
It's like a broken like,
automatically. Yes. And so when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You can learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations, like Todd, apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The original light beer, 1975, Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it. I would
lose. No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
U.S. Open, going to be on NBC. A major that forgives no one, rewards greatness from Torrey Pines. Father's Day weekend, U.S. Open begins June 17th on NBC. Golf Channel and streaming on Peacock. Do we know if John Rahm can play in the U.S. Open? I don't know if there's a COVID protocol there. I don't know how long he has to be out quarantined, but I was wondering about that. Is there a chance that John Rahm is not able to play in the U.S. Open after what happened at the Memorial Tournament? We did reach out to the PGA Tour. I just wanted to find out why they waited with that information and didn't tell Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo so they could let us know. Because your job is to serve your viewership. And we didn't know what happened to John Rahm. And as I said yesterday, I truly thought something had happened to his baby. And you could have pulled him to the side. You didn't need to do it right off the 18th green. And you have a camera there. The cameraman doesn't know. The cameraman is doing what he's supposed to do. And then, like, take him to the side. Let him know. I mean, it's devastating. He leads by six. This is $1.6 million first place purse. And then you have the FedEx points involved in this. I mean, this could turn out to be a $5 million situation here. I mean, devastating. I don't know if he's going to be able to play in the U.S. Open. Yeah, Paul.
So the PGA Tour updated the story and said the medical advisor and the people at the course got the test result back at 4:20 p.m. local time. Rahm was in the middle of his round, or like on the 13th or 14th hole. The PGA Tour's medical advisor requested a confirmatory test on the original sample, which came back at 6:05 p.m., which was also positive, and that's when the official rushed out, and it's about the same time he was leaving the course, wrapping his round.
But you could still...
Oh, yes. It has nothing to do... Yeah.
So they get it at 6:05, okay, but don't do that to him there. That was... It just, they weren't fair to the broadcast team, and they weren't fair to John Rahm, obviously. All right, some more phone calls here. Let me see. Jim in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Great, Jim.
Three quick things. First of all, thank you guys for being entertaining and not just sports. Sometime when you go off the rails a little, it's really entertaining to listen. Good luck in the Emmy run tonight.
Okay.
And my question is, with the players wanting more say in draft choices and Brady running practice, where do you think their responsibility lies if a player doesn't pan out for the draft or the team finishes 7-10?
Well, I think you can give input. I think I would listen to a quarterback on free agents. Thank you, Jim, for the phone call. But when it comes to draft picks, the only thing I would confer with Tom Brady on is, hey, just let you know, we're going to draft Kyle Trask from Florida. That's all. Or if you say, hey, if here's two or three quarterbacks we're looking at, if we can get them at the right spot, just to let you know. That's all. It's a courtesy heads up. I'm not asking Tom Brady to break down film of you know, an offensive lineman. But if it's a free agent, then I would say to Tom, look, you played against this defensive back, or you played with this offensive lineman. Then I would want to know. But I'm not allowing Deshaun Watson to have a say on who his coach is going to be. He's 24 years of age. He hasn't proven anything. I mean, has a chance to be a very good quarterback? Yes. But at some point, you can graduate to that. Brady never had it in New England. But if you get to a point where maybe you just say 30 years of age or older and you got to have a Super Bowl ring, that's a good starting point. And do I want to listen? I should listen. I may not want to listen, but I should listen. Andy Dalton didn't walk into Chicago and say, hey, guys, I've been around. Let me tell you what to do. He'd be like, no, Andy, we're good. Patrick Mahomes can. You got a lifetime contract. You won a Super Bowl. You've been to a couple of Super Bowls. All right, let me listen to you. Whether I act on that or not, I mean, that's the difference here. But if it's a free agent, I want to listen to you. Yeah, McLovin.
I don't know if the Bucs deserve that much credit for telling Brady about a quarterback, because Brady's 43. They wouldn't have told him if he was 37 and they were bringing in a potential successor. It's easy when Brady's 43. But when, you know, there's no threat, he's not going to stay around for.
I know, but I just think that you're bringing in a quarterback, and just to give him a heads up, you know what? Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but it may mean something to Brady.
But you brought up earlier, what if they had told Aaron Rodgers about Jordan Love before the draft?
Then all of a sudden, you know, does he leak the information? Does he try to sabotage the Packers drafting his replacement? Nate in Texas. Hey, Nate. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Wait, what was that, Nate?
Sorry, I'm not trying to take over, Dan. You're the best. I hope you win the Emmy, and you know, maybe I could be your successor in the coming years.
Okay, but I don't know what. I think you just swore on the air.
No, I said show.
Oh, it sounded.
I started to say show. I started to say show, and then instead of call.
Okay. All right. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. Nate in Texas joins us. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind, Nate?
So earlier today, this morning, my wife says to me, "So we have a daughter on our way. Our first kid coming in at the end of next month." And my wife says to me, our daughter's going to be growing up on the Dan Patrick Show, won't she? And I said, well, of course. And so I was calling to see if there's any chance of getting any Dan Patrick gear for little kiddo, or how am I go about that?
Let me figure that out, Nate. But more importantly, okay. Good luck with that, and get your wife something very, very nice. Yes, Pauline.
Dan, I got some old baby clothes that you could autograph. You know, okay. Just trying to get them out of the house.
Okay. Do we have DP show gear for babies? I don't know if we do. Do we, Seton?
I think we did at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
We could have like a splat of the day when they like, you know, do something in their diaper. There's things we can
It'd
do.
It'd be shat them. Of the day.
Shat of the day. Shat of the day. Up, up.
Here comes that what?
Shat of the day. Willie in Alabama. Hi, Willie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to say congratulations on your Emmy nomination. I hope you guys win. And you need to learn how to do the champagne. Mm. Watch F1. When they win, they don't put on goggles and a rain suit.
Oh, yeah, but thank you, Willie. Now I got people critiquing our champagne celebration. They also don't celebrate in Formula One when they lose. So this is different. We're changing the rules. We're celebrating tonight when we don't win. Yes, Paul.
The F1 drivers are wearing fire suits. They're not wearing like khaki pants and a Lacoste shirt.
Yeah. McLovin has a really nice outfit on, I guess, for tonight. And I got him rain slickers. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Paulie said the champagne smell does not come out of your clothes. We had a long discussion about this.
Yeah, that's why I gave you goggles. And we have a slicker for everybody tonight. Yes.
You,
Yes, what are you supposed to drink, milk? Like, what is that, the Indy 500?
Yeah.
And then you, I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know about you guys, but that would not be a good idea to get milk involved.
Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, happy Positivity Tuesday, boys. You guys are the best show out there. No matter what happens, aren't the same when I don't get my daily dose of the DP show. So I can only hope that some of my additions to the show, such as the Steven Seagal and Tom Cruise running distraction and the devil's dandruff comments, don't prove to be a detriment in the voters' eyes. But after seeing yesterday's show with Seton in the goggles, I would be remiss if I didn't ask if somehow the show doesn't win. I'm not hoping for it. I hope this doesn't come true. But if I could claim one of the Danette's champagne-showered, game-used dragon goggles to be used in the upcoming winter season, because I would cherish them, and I would also provide the prepaid packages. So what do you think about that? Maybe like someone who doesn't go skiing, like, I don't know, maybe a Todd Fritz?
You know what? Let me see what I can come up with, Jess. But thanks for the phone call. Right. Anybody want to give up their game-used goggles for tonight for Jesse in Los Angeles, who has contributed mightily? You will, Todd?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
if it's going to go to good use, then I would be glad to share that.
Okay, because you're not going to probably be skiing?
I don't see what I would be using goggles for.
Okay. These are
he's excited about it, so that's great.
These are these dragon goggles. They're awesome. Yes, Seton.
I love that everything that we mentioned, like, hey, Todd, you going to go skiing? No, I'm afraid of heights. Oh, okay. Todd, you want to use milk? No, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't. Like, everything has another, like, no, I'm just not a skier. It's, no, I'm afraid of heights. There's always some type of ailment.
I can't get the
ailment.
Cork off the champagne.
You're afraid of everything.
It's a terrible way to go through life.
I love the fact that, didn't your mom... When you went to the doctor...
Oh, yeah. She convinced the doctor to give us shots. The temperature was normal. Everything was fine. And we were about to leave. And we're getting in the car. And my brother and I are like, but no shot this time. And all of a sudden, she said, I'll be right back. And she went to the doctor's office and they had a little chat. Next thing I know, my pants are down and I got a needle in the butt. I'm like, what? You convinced the doctor that just to be safe to give us a shot? What's wrong with you?
Maybe
that happened on multiple occasions.
Yeah, maybe that's why you're afraid of everything.
It's got to be. I grew up on the 21st floor of an apartment building. I shouldn't be afraid of heights. Very odd.
It's Scott in Montana. Scott, welcome to the program. What do you have for me?
Welcome, DP. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Hey, I think you have the particular set of skills to win an Emmy tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I really do think that.
Thank you, Scott.
But hey, shout out to Polly. I like when you wear your Montana State Bobcat shirts. Dan, I was watching Kenny Mayne commercials last week. It was his last show, seeing you in there and a few of them. Mm-hmm. I would just like to ask, what was your favorite commercial with Kenny? I like the Russian one where Kenny Mainsky and Boris Petrovsky or the little kids playing basketball. You know, Trevor Hoffman gets put in there. Just want to know your take on that. Thanks, Dan. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you, Scott. I like when we gave you the impression that we did SportsCenter in different languages, and then we'd get dressed up like we were Russians, like we were doing a Spanish-speaking. We did German with Lederhosen, Kenny's dancing. But look, that's Wieden and Kennedy. That's the company. They came in and they said, this is the commercial. And we had little wiggle room to offer up. Now, Kenny Mayne and Stuart Scott were always trying to change the copy. But Wieden and Kennedy, they would come back and go, no, this is what it is. They knew the timing of everything. They just knew what to say, how much to say, and just kind of the cadence of it. They did just a brilliant job. But understand, at the time, we never promoted SportsCenter. They promoted all the other shows at ESPN. And I went to my boss at the time, John Walsh, and I said, why don't we promote SportsCenter? Why don't you got commercials, promos for Primetime and Countdown, and why not SportsCenter? And that's how it started. John then, you know, said to somebody who reached out to Wieden and Kennedy, this advertising agency, and they came in for like 2 weeks, and they just observed us. They'd just walk around and observe us. And things that we would do every single day, like Keith and I are putting our makeup on in the bathroom at night, which we did. We had no makeup artists, so we were putting our makeup on. They just watched everything we did, everybody. And then they came back like months later, and we did the first batch of commercials. They also said, look, we're having a hard time getting athletes who want to come to Bristol, Connecticut, unless we pay them. I reached out to Grant Hill and Jason Kidd, and they were part of the first batch of commercials. Grant's playing the piano in the lobby, and I got done with the SportsCenter, and he was cheering me up because I'd made mistakes on SportsCenter. Jason Kidd was getting out of a helicopter delivering his highlights for SportsCenter. And then after that happened, that's when we heard from all of these athletes saying, I want to get my SportsCenter commercial. But that's how it started. We couldn't get any athletes to go. Everybody wanted money. We're like, no, we're going to donate money to a charity, but we can't pay you what you want. And then they saw the finished product, and that's how all of that started. But Wieden and Kennedy deserves all the credit. Let's take a break. Todd's got another limerick. This isn't Emmy-related, right?
It is not Emmy-related.
Okay, yeah, because I want to say that tonight, win or lose, Todd does have a limerick. Now, is this limerick entertaining?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think of a win, a lose, and then I had one more like leading up to the Emmys one.
Okay.
In addition to the one we did earlier.
That's tonight.
Right. This one is Bucks-Nets related.
Oh, okay. A Bucks-Nets. Oh, Ryan in Honolulu's calling in.
Hello.
This could be a limerick showdown. For all the marbles. Oh, did you see who's
joining? Limerick showdown.
Yes. Did you see who's joining us tomorrow? Your favorite soccer player?
Christian Pulisic?
Yes!
Yes!
I kept thinking, wait, do you have a favorite soccer
player? Weston McKennie. But, no, Christian Pulisic?
No, Christian Pulisic. Wow.
That's awesome, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, he will join us on the program tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes. All right, let me take a break. It's limerick time in the On Deck Circle back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, time to close up shop. Got ready. Get ready for the big night. Telling Tyler to go out and get some hamburgers and some brats. We got Traeger fired up. I got the champagne on ice. Got our goggles. We got our slickers. We got the red carpet treatment. 8 Eastern tonight. YouTube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. It's the viewing party for the Sports Emmy. All right, Todd, you have a limerick. Do you want me to go to Ryan in Honolulu first?
I would like to have last licks. Yeah,
okay, all right. Oh, last licks, limericks.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. You're more clever than me. That's great.
Limericks. Let's go to Ryan in Honolulu. Hey, Ryan.
Aloha, Dan.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind, Ryan?
Well, Todd is on fire today. Great impressions and great lyrics.
Okay.
I don't have a limerick, but I do have to address Paulie because I'm looking at my calendar and he addressed National Etiquette Day, but I do have some other national days for you.
All right.
All right. So today I'm looking at my calendar. It looks like National Bob Costas Day.
Wow.
Yeah, it normally is on this day with the Sports Emmys. Yes.
There's more days on here, though. It looks like National Drown Your Sorrows Day.
Yes, that can be any day for me.
There's National Goggles and Champagne Day.
All righty, coincidentally.
That's very niche. I hope you guys are prepared. I'm not sure. And then lastly, there's National Suck It A-Rod Day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
That's a monster appearance by Ryan right there. That was well done.
That's good. That's good. You want to follow that, Todd?
That's going to be very tough to beat.
All right. Do you have your limerick?
I do.
Okay.
They're supposed to instill fear, Greek freak, and the rest of the deer. Expected a bit of a pardon, not having to worry about Harden. It appears the Bucks will stop here.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Todd has a limerick tonight. Win or lose?
I do.
But you did calm down all the laughter, I will say that.
he brought the laughter up.
Ryan was bringing some laughter, and then...
I did a very serious
into
limerick.
Yes. Oh, it's Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
What up, though, Dan? Listen, we're going to win the Emmy simply because I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart, last year was probably one of the worst years of any year, and you guys kept it together where you were in studio, at home, you guys... soldiered through. I mean, we didn't even have anything to talk about, and you guys made it relevant. You were the only voice that was really coming to people at certain times, and you guys did an excellent job. For that reason alone, I honestly believe you guys will win.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. It is my proudest moment this past year is that we were able to do a show every single day during the pandemic, and some of the Danettes were doing it via remote. I wanted everybody to be safe, the boys in the back. The boys in the back have been wearing their mask up until last week. They've been wearing a mask for a year, almost a year and a half now. And just to ensure the safety of everybody here, Paulie was in here every single day. And so the backroom guys, we scaled it down, cut the staff in half, which is not a big staff. And those guys came in and we soldiered through it. So that to me was, and able to connect with an audience that was just looking for something positive. And to be able to do that, extremely proud of that. Let's go around the room. What we learned on this program, I'm going to start with you, Fritzy.
Adam Lefko can't figure out what Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer is doing against those pesky Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens when you win MVPs and then you don't get past the second round. And then we really start to question you. And that's going to happen to the Greek freak. Absolutely. McLovin.
Adam Lefko wants your marriage advice.
Yeah, just listen to your wife. Seton O'Connor.
Katie's Achilles injury, old news.
Yes, it's so yesterday, 2 years ago. Is that a serious question? Is that a real question? Paulie, what'd you learn?
Champagne, win or lose.
Yep, having a good time. Christian Pulisic will join us on the show tomorrow.
Cool.
Yep. You asked for him, we tracked him down.
Let's go.
Yep, so he's going to join us. What did I learn, Todd?
Nate in Texas shamelessly asked for some DP show gear for his soon-to-be-born baby.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization option, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Please join us tonight. Have fun with us. Laugh with us. Cry with us. YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. 8 Eastern. See you then.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.